I would clap, but I know one, it doesn't matter. Two, I slammed my hand on the wall while carrying in a basket of clothes. And so I have an ice pack on it right now. I did this
Oh,
like
Haley.
hours ago too, and it still hurts.
Haley. We can edit it in a clap.
Happy Thanksgiving. So how are you?
Well, I didn't slam my hand against the wall.
Well, aren't you special? No.
I'm doing all right. I was dog sitting the last couple of days, which was nice.
Yeah, how was chicken?
Chicken was adorable. She's such a cutie pie. She likes to jump up, but not on you, but so that you like kind of hold her. She just like wants to be as physically close to you as she can.
She's so real for that.
Yeah. How are you? And
I'm
more
good.
importantly, how's Bear Bear? I'm actually not going to let you finish.
Oh, okay. Well, Bear is glaring at me right now because I fed her, but apparently I did not feed her correctly, whatever that means. So she's not satisfied. Bear, you have din-din. You can look at me all you want, but you gotta eat your din-din.
But also, how are
Okay.
you other than your hand?
Or just stare me. I'm good. As we both said right before we hit record, we said this is gonna have to be a fast one because we both procrastinated important things.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm alive. Haha, fuck. That's how I feel.
I get that. I feel like
And
right around the holidays is always such a weird time. There's like this crunch to get stuff done before like the
I
end of the
know.
year.
Well, that's a thing. And then there's like usually a crunch before Thanksgiving break. And then you're like, no, I deserve a break during Thanksgiving. And then, well, I guess you didn't take a break, but.
I mean, I kind of did. I like didn't do as much work as I probably should have.
Yeah, that's was my problem too. And so I took a break. And now I have so many things to do in the next 3 days that I'm gonna explode. But luckily, after these 3 days, then I'm kind of good again. Karma will get me for saying that, but we'll check in again in 2 weeks on
Knock on
that.
wood. We'll just
Yeah, this is gonna be a quick one. Also, because I finished the notes in the hour before we recorded, which is funny. Why Sierra's laughing so hard at that is we have planned to record since Tuesday, and that tells her that I didn't do the notes for Tuesday night. I didn't try to do the notes again for Wednesday night. I didn't get the notes done when we thought about recording Friday, and I only got them done at 6:45
It's,
on Sunday.
listen, folks, this episode's a little late, so just so you know
This
where we're
episode's
at.
late. My life's a mess. I
Merry crisis.
Merry crisis. My cat won't eat the food that I fed her. Bear, you like chicken. Not the dog, the food. She's not even looking at me.
Don't think she'd like chicken, the dog.
She got outside time though this week because we went back
I'm sure
to
she was happy.
our parentals.
The
And
rinse.
she did not really bully Baxter. It was very impressive. Proud of her.
Wow, look at her.
Even sniffed her butt for an extended amount of time, and she just kind of walked faster away from him.
My gosh, I'm
So
so
that's really,
proud.
really
That's character
impressive.
development.
He did run over her once, and that did get a hiss, but I think that was fair.
That's, yeah, character development on her part. He's literally stayed the same. He's ecstatic.
Ignores her to an extent of literally will run over her.
He just forgets that he forgets that other people take up space.
The best part of their interactions this weekend, though, 100% was when there was two things of thunder, and that like totally ruined his night. And so he was like shaking after these two things of thunder for like an hour and a half after.
He's such a sensitive boy.
And drooling, enormous amounts of drool all over him. And then Bear came over and he started shaking more. I think that speaks volumes on who's the boss.
Oh yeah, there's no question.
So, yeah.
Poor Baxter. Life is just so hard when you're so dumb. Am I wrong? He's just, the boy's not the brightest.
He has a lot of anxiety, though.
It's a lot of anxiety.
Shall I tell you a story?
I would love to hear a story.
So I want to preface the story by saying I finished it at 6:45, and then I didn't look up how to pronounce a damn thing. And I'm sorry, and I hate myself, and I'm gonna try my best. Yeah.
I'm in full support of it. I think this fits the vibe of the podcast very well. I think you're on brand.
Yeah, I think I am too. Thank you. I appreciate that. So to begin, so Dalen Mokey Pua was visiting his grandma, Martha Bear, great name. Oh my God.
What?
In Martha Bear, shut up, that's such a good
Oh,
name.
I thought you
Her
said, "Oh my
grandma.
God," because Bear Bear did something. So
No,
you're like,
sorry.
"Great name. Oh my God." And I was like, "What happened?"
Sorry, her name is Martha Bear. I
No,
was
that is
not
an
talking about my
incredible
cat.
name.
My cat is still going through the 5 stages of grief right now that I fed her very nice, expensive wet cat food, and it's not to what she wants.
Oh,
So,
it's not the
girl, just eat it. Is this a hunger strike? Hey, Bear.
pate. She wants to go back to where she has outside time.
Don't put your tail in it. Eat it. Okay. She'll either starve or she'll eat it. I just don't care anymore. But anyways, Martha Bear,
Yes.
woman, grandmother, in
Great name.
Waianae on Oahu. So that's where she lives. And he lived on the Big Island. So he was visiting in February 2015. He was 18 years old and a senior at a Hawaiian immersion school that I literally didn't even write down the name of because I knew I couldn't say it.
You're like, I'm taking the L on this one.
Yeah, it was so long, and I was like, no way. In Kialakikua. Oh, hi. Sorry, Bear just jumped on my lap. So on February 27th, 2015, Dalen told his grandmother, this was a Friday, by the way, that he planned to hike the banned area called the Haiku Stairs, also known as the Stairway to Heaven. So his grandmother said, don't do that
Sounds like it could be an intense hike.
because it's an illegal hike as well.
Oh, I did not catch that part. Yeah, intense in maybe a couple different ways. Wait, why is it illegal?
So yeah, so she was like, no. Also, due to a recent storm in February, on February 14th, same year, 2015, the stairs were heavily damaged. So it had, they've kind of had been like on the news because people were arguing whether to like put taxpayer money forward to fix them and open it up to the public because it is like a really infamous illegal hike. Like people do hike it because it's like really gorgeous.
Is it illegal because of the safety reasons?
Yes.
Gotcha.
And because like at the time they didn't really have the funding to keep to have enough
To like
safety, like
maintain.
maintain it, and also to have like enough people in the area to like they didn't have money for like a park service to hang out around here. It also like the way you get to it is kind of in a neighborhood, so there's just like a lot of problems, so they just closed it off. But it's well known and still hiked despite that. So they were arguing whether to repair it and open it to the public, but of course that would cost a lot of money, and the other concerns that I said, or just remove it so people don't keep going up there and getting injured. And so I wonder if that kind of narrative is why he was thinking about hiking it, since it was kind of new in the news only 2 weeks prior to when he decided to hike it.
So he's like, it's now or never.
Yeah, right. Like that's
Possibly.
kind of, I don't, yeah, obviously we don't know, but I think that's an interesting, point of view to be like,
Possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So in order to hike it, like they added another ban on it, not just like you can't go and that would be trespassing, but if you didn't have a $1 million insurance plan to climb it, you would incur like other fines. Obviously, like no one's gonna get a $1 million insurance plan. And so like it was used as a way to further deter. It's important to note that after the storm, right around this time, five hikers got stuck on the east side of the mountain ridge. I'll talk more about the hiker stairs in the mountain ridge in a second, but they were trapped overnight and had to be rescued by firefighters the following morning. So this is a group of five people that got stuck and trapped that year, that month. And he's going alone.
Yeah, I don't love it.
So let's get a little bit more into the stairway to heaven. It
Yes,
is a
please.
steep 3,922 step steel staircase
Okay.
provided foot access to the former US Navy communication facilities on the island of Oahu in Hawaii. So this was a top secret base at the time, and it was built like in conjunction with like Pearl Harbor and was meant to transmit, not in conjunction, but like they were buddies. But it's because they
It
were,
was a World War II,
yeah, exactly. That's what I was
like,
trying to say.
strategic
Thank
point.
you. Thank you for translating Haley speak.
I got you.
So it was originally meant to transmit radio signals to Navy ships in the Pacific, during that quirky little thing that happened in the 40s. And it spans, sorry again, the Ku Lao mountain range. Very pretty mountain range, but like not the, it's pretty steep. It's like not the nicest, safest looking mountain range in the world.
If there's one
And
thing
the
I know about the
reason,
military, it's not that they build things to like be safe.
yeah. And so originally this staircase was built in wood because the antenna had to be like so long that it was like all across this, like it went into the valley. And also because there needed to be a way to access like all of this by foot. But then the Navy base was decommissioned in the 1950s and taken over by the Coast Guard to be used for an Omega navigation system station. They, in the 1950s, started repairing the stairs and making them metal rather than wood because, maybe don't have wooden stairs like in an area that's known to get like
Torrential
hurricanes and
down,
stuff.
yeah.
That's why I get hurricanes. Did I make that up?
I don't think they're called
Storms.
hurricanes in the Pacific.
Yeah, I don't think they are either, but they get
But
storms. They're an island.
yeah.
There's water. Wood and water don't go together. Anyways, so, and at that time, the Coast Guard started letting some people, like, it was st not like officially open to the public, but people started hiking it. And then I forget the exact name, but it was like on a TV show or something. And then
It
people
became
really
like
started
super,
hiking it
yeah.
and they kind of opened it to the public, the staircase. But when the station was officially closed in 1987, so was the trail because like there wasn't the federal funding
Yeah, to like
and
really
like
keep people there.
military reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna share a picture of the
Yes,
stairs.
please. I can definitely like just sort of hearing the story, I could definitely understand why people would be, yeah, like I could understand why people would be like, oh, that's so cool. I'd like to go up it.
Yeah, and like you can see it's kind of on this like ridge line.
Yeah, I'm sure you can get these like beautiful pictures.
Yeah, this is like another picture of it.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So you get a really good
That's so
view.
cool.
Very pretty, but not safe. I am not recommending to go on there.
Yeah, as we're about to hear, I'm sure.
And then, yeah, this is also the mountain range that it's on.
That's so
So
pretty.
very pretty. But there are hikes that are safe and go on those if you're going to go there. So I'm going to stop sharing for a little bit. But so he was last seen boarding a bus from the city where his grandma lived, wearing a white long-sleeved t-shirt, black surf shorts, slippers,
Oh
and
my God.
he was carrying a red backpack, but I couldn't find like a source that could tell me what he was carrying in the backpack. I really hope a different pair of shoes, but I don't know. And that is the
Slippers, not
last thing.
necessarily what I would go to hike in.
Yeah, me either, especially not this hike.
Yeah.
And that was the last time he was ever seen.
Of
So now you're
course.
thinking, well, that was really quick, but there's more to it.
Oh,
So
yeah.
when he failed to come home later that night on Friday, February 27th, his grandmother reported him as missing, which good on grandma. Because like he was 18, you know? I think that like she could have waited, and so love grandma for that.
Grandma
We
knows
know.
best.
I know. We know Dalen made it to the stairs though, because during his hike, he was posting pictures. So sources changed it up if he was posting pictures on social media or texting them to family and friends.
But we had
Regardless.
pictures of him there at the stairs.
Yeah. Well, not him, but he took pictures of the stairs or of the hike. You'll see. Which was sent at 11 a.m.
Okay.
So we know he made it to the hike.
Do we know like how long the hike is typically?
So you'll see that one, I don't know, but two, you'll see that it might not matter.
Oh, okay.
So, in one of the backgrounds of these photos, which obviously after he went missing, his family spent many, many hours looking at,
Oh,
there
yeah.
is a man. He's barely visible, but some
Don't
think
like where
he
this
was
is going.
following Dalen.
Okay.
And this is the last photo he sent, and I'll share it with you. So, two things. One, that's not a staircase.
Yeah,
Two,
it's
barely looks like a trail. Three, there's definitely a man there.
not.
Looks like an adult man to me. But hard to pick out. He's definitely like a bit back. And this is the last photo that was ever sent by
Ooh.
Dalen. So, not good.
Is this like along the route? Like, was it just the staircase was like destroyed in that part, or is this like off?
Yes. So
Okay.
the police and fire department used this picture and also the last ping from his cell phone to figure out he actually did not go directly up the staircase. There is a different trail from Moana Luau, fuck, Valley Neighborhood Park, which is a longer like back route trail. I could not get the exact information on it. I tried to look around at a few sources, but they probably don't want you to know where the trail is.
I was going to say, is this one illegal too?
I don't think it's illegal, but you can kind of like use it to get. I think there's like a well-maintained part of the trail, and then there's a trail that you can kind of use it to skirt off to a like a winding trail which leads to the off-limit stairway to heaven.
Gotcha.
So that makes the man even more confusing
Yeah.
because as far as everyone knows, he did not go with anyone. Also, the picture, I mean, we'll post it on Twitter. That doesn't look like a trail to me.
Not really, no.
If anything, it's like one of the, it's like a trail that people, it's not marked. Like it's clearly something that maybe people made over time, but it's not an official trail.
Yeah. It's like a footpath, but or like an area where like water would go through and people use as a trail, but like not a well-maintained trail by any means.
Which makes the man even weirder.
Yeah, like what's he doing out there?
The family contacted a news agency and asked people to help them identify this man, but I could not find any official reports claiming he came forward or he was identified. Now, I will say, I don't know how you would identify him.
Yeah, that photo was not, it
Great.
was a little hard.
But like he didn't come forward either. Which we have had other cases where someone's been in the area, where someone's disappeared and they've come forward. But yeah. So I saw nothing official. One Reddit post said that he did come forward, but
was cleared, and so they didn't like want to make a big deal of it.
yeah, and it's like, well, spoiler, a body was never recovered. So what can you do? Like, there's no official evidence of like a crime.
Of yeah, foul play.
So, but I don't think, I feel like there would have been some police report or like something online from a more accredited source than Reddit, which, sorry, I'm going to interrupt the story really quick to say the reason I did not do a part two of the search and rescue Reddit is because I found a thing of a person saying they faked it. So.
Oh.
So sorry about that one episode, but also I did one, stairs do exist. Two,
We're talking about stairs right now.
so true.
There we
Two,
go. Connection.
I did preface that story with this is from Reddit.
Yeah.
Take it with a grain of salt. So, anyways, that's why I did not follow up on that. But I went staircase once again.
Yeah. A
So,
dangerous staircase at that, that the government tells you not to go on.
the way I did do it.
Mom,
But
cut out
anyway, so now I have faith in Reddit.
that part about the
So now I have beef with Reddit. But yeah, so some people said he came forward. I don't think he did
retina.
because there's no official source. So the search effort involved the fire department, local volunteers, drone operators, and even the US Navy. Classic. Search teams faced fierce winds, thick clouds, and steady rain.
Of course.
So on the Monday, though, following his disappearance, so he disappeared on Friday, two hikers reported hearing cries for help on the Luau, I don't know, Ridge Trail. So the range, but a different part of the trail. And this extended the fire department's search for another day into Tuesday. So these cries for help were reported from a narrow ridge line. Ridge line was 1 meter in width and about 200 meters long, with like really extreme cliffs on either side. So, one, we've heard from other stories that sound travels weird
Yeah.
when you're in like a really dense area. And like a ridge
With
line.
canyons and yeah.
But both hikers were very confident they heard someone crying for help. And I bet they did. It's just unclear how close that was to the ridge line and if it really, like, they couldn't find the person crying for help.
That's got to
So,
be such a, sorry, you can go ahead.
no, go ahead.
I was going to say that's got to be such a stressful situation too, because it's kind of like, why are they crying for help? Are they stuck somewhere? If I go to the place where they're at, like, will I get stuck there too? And then I'm not any help to them?
I mean, I don't think you could try to go off this ridge line without like
Yeah.
extensive training.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm sure that was like, ex especially if they had heard about the missing kid, I would have been so stressed. So they did the right thing reporting it. But I guess what I'm saying is there's no proof that it was him or
It's
that
just
he was near there.
these two incidents happened very close to each other
Yeah.
in both like time and location.
Yes. So that was reported on Monday. And then, because there was no evidence found, the official search was suspended at 4:44 p.m. on March 3rd, 2015. Part of their worry was it is a very treacherous area and they didn't want to risk anyone else getting hurt or, killed. Relatives and local volunteers continued to comb the area for any signs, but nothing was ever found. Now, I was doing some digging, and eerily, his last Facebook post was on February 26, 2015, and it says, "And the hike begins. Hashtag haiku."
Ooh,
So
that's so
that
creepy.
sticks weird with me that, he had cell service for some of it, and if you knew him, you knew where he was. And combined with the picture of the man, I mean, I know it's a little bit conspiracy theory, but it's just weird.
No, it is. Because I feel like one of the things they tell people, like, whenever you go on
hikes alone is like, make sure to tell lots of people like where you're going and when you should be back. And so the fact that he kind of did that is like, oh shit.
Yeah. So, you know, obviously, as I said, nothing was ever recovered. Some of the volunteers involved in the search created a group called Oahu Search and Rescue, which spreads awareness about hiking safety. And one of the organization's members is Dalen's brother, Donald. So I think that that's really sad, but at least, you know, I think that it's nice when these stories have something good come out of them, in the way that, oh, these people are out here, you know, teaching about safety,
Helping others.
helping others. And this is a very tough area to hike, so I think it's good to have people who can inform. Probably don't wear slippers. So obviously the case is unsolved, but you know, what a lot of people say is that he probably got injured, it's just a tough terrain, the body wasn't found. And then obviously there's another group who thinks that that man has something to do with it and that it involved foul play, but there's unfortunately no evidence of either. So the last kind of bit I'll share about this story is that in 2021, the Honolulu City Council voted unanimously to remove the stairs. But there has been backlash from the organization Friends of Haiku Stairs, a volunteer group aimed at preserving the trail. So from what I could see, there's been no movement towards the actual removal of the stair, but legally the stairs have been, like, they, one, still you can't hike on them. It is illegal to hike on them. And two, there has been a resolution to remove them at a local government level.
Level. That's such a tough thing, because I definitely get the like, we don't have the funds to keep this open.
Yeah.
Slash,
People have gotten hurt.
yeah, people have gone hurt, but I also like, I definitely understand that like, this is like a local thing that like people do, and
And it
wanting
has
to kind of maintain
historic.
that. Yeah, it has something historic. Yeah.
It has historic. Yeah, and I think also a lot, what a lot of people is, hey, this could be such a good tourist destination if we just maintained it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's such a shame.
So that is, unfortunately, all there is in that story, but I think that there's just a few things that don't really sit right with me on the
Yeah.
story.
I feel like it would haunt me to be hiking anywhere and like hear cries for help and not be able to go like
Yeah.
figure out where it's coming from and realize that you just have to like leave, like go back and find someone.
I know. And yeah, and as I said, like, I was just going through random links about him, and that's where I found his Facebook page. And seeing that after reading the story was like,
It's very eerie.
yeah. And it has 31 likes and 18 shares.
It makes you wonder, because I feel like we leave like such a footprint like these
Yeah.
days with just social media and stuff like that. Like, what will be the last thing I do?
I know. And the fact that he, like, was sending pictures to his family, it's just weird. And also, obviously, I mean, he was a senior in 2015. I mean, that's when we were in high school. Like, I think that's weird to think too
I mean,
that
he
he's
was what?
a year
A
older than
year
you.
older than me?
Yeah, and I wonder if he went the other trail because he, like, knew there would be authorities blocking the staircase. And so I wonder if he went that other way to kind of get around it. And it's just because his grandma warned him, you're going to get arrested if you. It's just, I don't know. As I said, like, there's some things that don't sit right to me. And it is a very, very eerie picture of the guy. If I just took that picture in the zoomed out way, like, I wouldn't see the guy.
No.
You only see them once it's pointed out.
If you're like
to
really
you.
Looking for it. Yeah. And part of me like wonders, like, did he know he was back there? You know, like,
yeah. Was he sending that photo because he was like, is someone
like,
back
hey,
there?
This guy's following me. Let me try to sneakily take a picture of like the landscape, but also.
So, yeah, just weird. And I mean, obviously, he grew up in Hawaii. And so It's not like he was just a complete tourist, no idea of the terrain.
Unfamiliar, yeah.
But also, I think it's clear that he was not fully prepared.
He was, yeah.
Maybe a bit cocky.
Overconfident.
Yeah.
In his abilities.
So, yeah, that is the unfortunate story of Daylan, but I think an interesting one.
No, an interesting one, and I think kind of there's some interesting things brought up, like with the stairway and
yeah,
kind of hiking safety.
Safety, and a little bit of like your internet footprint is kind of interesting too. I don't think we get a lot of stories where you can see the trace of the person still on Facebook.
That's always so eerie.
Sorry.
Well, thank you for the story.
Yeah. And Sierra will post the pictures on Twitter.
I
will share them with her. And thank you for being patient with us for this one coming out late. It's just been a crazy couple weeks. Life.
Yeah.
Days.
Holidays. Cramming for the end. Not the end of the world, just the end of the year. So,
same.
I don't know.
Just
who really knows when the end of the world's going to happen?
Yeah.
We
have an email on that note.
Yes.
Oh, the Twitter is at MysteryMTNPod. I realize I did not say it. And then the Gmail is Mystery Mountain Podcast, all spelled out. Email us. Once again, Sierra will see them. And Sierra will send them to me because I forgot the password. And then I made Sierra send me the password. And then I didn't log in with it. And so I forgot it again. So.
Yeah.
Thank God Sierra exists.
You can also, you can suggest stories on email, on Twitter. I also, there's something on Anchor that we use that you can set up a poll. So I can send a little poll out if anyone wants to fill out a survey there to be like, what stories are you interested in? So feel free to reach out any of those ways. You could also just say hi. We would like that as well. And
yeah.
Oh, don't forget to rate and subscribe.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Well, we'll see you next time on Mystery Mountain.
Goodbye.